Hello people, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, how are you doing? It's another episode of This Dev Life and it's nice to have you here with me. Today I have an interesting guest on the show, a very good friend of mine who works for one of the coolest companies on the planet. If you know this slogan, the company that empowers everyone on the planet to achieve more, you can guess what that company is. Microsoft, yeah! So we got David joining us today to talk all about his day. You know what the show is all about, talking about daily life of developers. David, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for inviting me to the show.
Yeah, sure thing. I think the second time we bought a champ, we tried this a previous time and it went well. God knows what happened. But this time we're recording this and we want to get insight into David's life as a Power Platform developer. We need to actually talk about what you do at Microsoft. So let's actually get to meet who David Abo is. Who is David?
Okay, so my name is David Abo and I work as the Global Cloud Advocate for Power BI in Microsoft. I just want people to fall in love with Power BI, use Power BI as their data analytic tool. When they think of visualizations and analytics, I just want them to use Power BI. So that is majorly what I do. So create content, videos, speaking engagement, publicity, social media content, anything to make you understand that Power BI can do the things that you want to do, and also you can create a career from it.
Definitely. And I see you're actually doing a good work creating that content. I see your YouTube videos go out like every Monday. And I see you opened a new TikTok account to share the knowledge of Power BI.
I need to now, look that.
One of the purposes of this podcast is to get insights into the life of developers. Now, when you talk about developers, most people think it's just people that write code from day to day. They're really super duper cool software engineers at Microsoft, at Google, at Facebook, and all that. But no, that's not what all developer life is all about. It's all about people who work with tools we use every day. And Power Platform is one of such of the cool tools that I exist in what's there. As you're a professional in the Power BI field, which is really cool, especially for developers. Well, I wouldn't bail the cart because you're the expert here. I don't want to crouch into your space to talk about the Power Platform and to understand what your day generally looks like as someone who preaches the technology of the Power Platform. So from when you wake up to when you sleep, what does it look like as a cloud advocate to work at Microsoft? Well, you tell us what it feels like to work at Microsoft and as a Power Platform advocate.
What does it look like working in Microsoft? I think working in Microsoft gives you the scaling ability to do the things you love to do. If you can reach one person in what you do before, working at Microsoft can help you reach 10,000 people. So there is a scaling effect into what you do. And working at Microsoft is beautiful. It's just beautiful because we help people do more. We help people achieve more with our tools, our products. So, and that is what you do. So either you're using Azure, you're using Power Platform, you're using Dynamics 365, you're using Teams, you're using M365, Microsoft 365, you're using Windows 11, the Xbox, anything. We just want you to have fun. I want you to help you to increase productivity, definitely the bottom line of the business, and achieve more. Just fall in love with what you do because you're using our product in Microsoft.
Oh, that sounds like an interesting thing. And I see you actually love the company. So now, working as a Power Platform advocate, I know a lot of cloud advocates, but not so much in the Power Platform field. I probably know developers talking about coding and cloud and DevOps and GitHub and all the nice developer stuff. But what does the life of a cloud advocate look like from day to day?
Okay.
In Power Platform.
So for those who don't understand what cloud advocate means, so what we're saying is that we're just doing advocacy. advocacy between, we stand between the tech communities and also the, let's say, the internal product team. So we are saying, oh, the products, so the product team is saying, oh, we are shipping a new stuff out, we are bringing this out, we are doing this. And we go to our tech community and say, oh, through any means, either physical or virtual or social media, I say, oh, this is the new stuff that we've added in this product. Check it out. Give us reviews. Check it out. So stuff like that. That is it. Or we come from the product community, the tech community tells us that, oh, we'd love this to have this. We'd love this product to be able to have this. We'd love to, oh, there, I think there's a bug here or stuff like that. And we go back to the product team and say, oh, there's something here. There's something here. Oh, we'd love to have this. We'd love to have this. And so we're kind of in between these two things. We want everything to work. We want them to understand that synergy between the two teams. The one team is the tech community, one team is the product team itself. So if these two groups can get it well, then the people love the product more and the tech community are more happy, and we just have a very good product, and that is just how it works.
And everybody wins. I see you put out content on YouTube every Monday, basically. And these things teach how to do this, how to do X, Y, Z, and all that. Is that the only thing you do as a power platform advocate? Or do you do way more than that?
Oh, we do way more than that. So so content is in different form. Content is in video. We have the video. We have the writing. We have public speaking engagement. We have internal reviews of so many things. So there are so many things that is involved. But depending on the things that you are trying to do, advocacy is just out there. So people see the outside things, which is the social media stuff that you see. But at the back end, there's so many things at the back end. The traveling. Traveling, you have to travel. If you're not traveling, you're speaking online to either international or local communities. You submit topics for, because you want to speak here. So the major thing is, yeah, YouTube content is just one part. There's so many parts, but you have to write. Microsoft Learn is one of the biggest kind of a university tool that you have different tech products that you can learn from. And when you go there, you see Power Platform there and you learn for free. And so all those things are content. So we have people who wrote so many things from there. We have content developers. We have so many, everything is there. So cloud advocacy has to do with content, but the content can come in diverse ways. Video, YouTube, public speaking engagement, then technical writing. So those three things, I think, have their own ways. And so it's just not about just YouTube.
All right. Okay. Thanks very much for that clarification. Now, David is a Power Platform advocate, cloud advocate, focusing on Power Platform at Microsoft. From when he wakes up to when it goes to bed, well, of course, this changes from day to day, but a typical day for you, what does it look like from sunrise to sunset or somewhere in between?
Okay, so I stay in Lagos, Nigeria, and my teammates or my colleagues are not Nigerians, so I have different time zones.
If you're looking to start a podcast like this, Anchor makes it super easy to get started with recording and automatically distributing your podcast to the most popular platforms, all for free. You can create podcasts from your phone, computers, or bring in pre-recorded episodes and overlay them with free background tracks. Make money easily with no minimum listenership requirement. It is the podcast platform for all. Download the free app today from your app stores or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hello, people. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How are you doing? It's another episode of This Dev Life, and it's nice to have you here with me. Today, I have an interesting guest on the show, a very good friend of mine who works for one of the coolest companies on the planet. If you know this slogan, the company that empowers everyone on the planet to achieve more, you can guess what that can mean. Microsoft, yeah! So we got David joining us today to talk all about his day. You know what the show is all about, talking about the life of developers. David, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for inviting me to the show.
Yeah, sure thing. I think the second time we bought a charm, we tried this a previous time and it went well. God knows what happened. But this time we're recording this and we want to get insight into David's life as a power platform developer. We need to actually talk about what you do at Microsoft. So let's actually get to meet who David Abo is. Who is David?
Okay, so my name is David Abu, and I work as the Global Cloud Advocate for Power BI in Microsoft. I just want people to fall in love with Power BI, use Power BI as their data analytic tool when they think of visualizations and analytics. I just want them to use Power BI. So that is majorly what I do. So create content, videos, speaking engagement, publicity, social media content, anything to make you understand that Power BI can do the things that you want to do, and also you can create a career from it.
Definitely. And I see you're actually doing a good work creating that content. I see your YouTube videos go out like every Monday, and I see you opened a new TikTok account to share the knowledge of Power BI.
I need to now, look so- that.
So, one of the purposes of this podcast is to get insights into the life of developers. Now, when you talk about developers, most people think it's just people that write code from day to day. They're really super duper cool software engineers at Microsoft, at Google, at Facebook, and all that. But no, that's not what all developer life is all about. It's all about people who work with tools we use every day. And Power Platform is one of such of the cool tools that I exist in what's there. As you're a professional in the Power BI field, which is really cool, especially for developers. Well, I wouldn't build a car because you're the expert here. I don't want to crouch into your space to talk about the Power Platform. And to understand what your day generally looks like as someone who preaches the technology of the Power Platform. So from when you wake up to when you sleep, what does it look like as a cloud advocate to work at Microsoft? Well, you tell us what it feels like to work at Microsoft and as a Power Platform advocate.
What does it look like working in Microsoft? I think working in Microsoft gives you the scaling ability to do the things you love to do. If you can reach one person in what you do before, working at Microsoft can help you reach 10,000 people. So there is a scaling effect into what you do. And working at Microsoft is beautiful. It's just beautiful because we help people do more. We help people achieve more with our tools, our product. So, and that is what you do. So either you're using Azure, you're using Power Platform, you're using Dynamics 365, you're using Teams, you're using M365, Microsoft 365, you're using Windows 11, the Xbox, anything. We just want you to have fun, and we want you to help you to increase productivity, definitely the bottom line of the business, and achieve more. Just fall in love with what you do because you're using our products in Microsoft.
Oh, that sounds like an interesting thing. And I see you actually love the company. So now, working as a Power Platform advocate, I know a lot of cloud advocates, but not so much in the Power Platform field. Probably know developers talking about coding and cloud and DevOps and GitHub and all the nice developer stuff. But what does the life of a cloud advocate look like from day to day?
Okay.
In Power Platform.
In Power Platform. So for those who don't understand what cloud advocates means, so what we're saying is that we're just doing advocacy. Advocacy between, we stand between the tech communities and also the, let's say, the internal product team. So we are saying, oh, the products, so the product team is saying, oh, we are shipping a new stuff out, we are bringing this out, we are doing this. And we go to our tech community and say, oh, through any means, either physical or virtual or social media, and say, oh, this is the new stuff that we've added in this product. Check it out. Give us reviews. Check it out. So stuff like that. That is it. Or we come from the product community, the tech community tells us that, oh, we'd love this to have this. We'd love this product to be able to have this. We'd love to, oh, I think there's a bug here or stuff like that. And we go back to the product team and say, oh, there's something here. Or we'd love to have this. And so we're kind of in between these two teams. We want everything to work. We want them to understand that synergy between the two teams. The one team is the tech community, one team is the product team itself. So if these two groups can get it well, then the people love the product more and the tech community are more happy, and we just have a very good product, and that is just how it works.
And everybody wins. I see you put out content on YouTube every Monday, basically. And these things teach how to do this, how to do X, Y, Z, and all that. Is that the only thing you do as a Power Platform advocate? Or do you do way more than that?
Oh, we do way more than that. So so content is in different form. Content is in video. We have the video. We have the writing. We have public speaking engagement. We have internal reviews of so many things. So there are so many things that is involved. You have but depending on the things that you are trying to do, advocacy is just out there. So people see the outside things, which is the social media stuff that you see. But at the back end, there's so many things at the back end. The traveling. You have to travel. If you're not traveling, you're speaking online to either international or local communities. You submit topics for, because you want to speak here, you want to speak here. So the major thing is, yeah, YouTube content is just one part. There's so many parts, but you have to write. Microsoft Learn is one of the biggest kind of a university tool that you have different tech products that you can learn from. And when you go there, you see Power Platform there and you learn for free. And so all those things are content. So we have people who wrote so many things from there. We have content developers. We have so many. Everything is there. So cloud advocacy has to do with content, but the content can come in diverse ways. Video, YouTube, public speaking engagement, then technical writing. So those three things, I think, have their own ways. And so it's just not about just YouTube.
All right. Okay. Thanks very much for that clarification. Now, David is a Power Platform advocate, cloud advocate, focusing on Power Platform at Microsoft. From when he wakes up to when it goes to bed, well, of course, this changes from day to day, but a typical day for you, what does it look like from sunrise to sunset or somewhere in between?
Okay, so I stay in Lagos, Nigeria, and my teammates or my colleagues are not Nigerians, so I have different time zones. So depending on how it is, I can't tell you I work I work 8 to 5. Nigeria 8 to 5. I won't say I work 8 to 5. Most sometimes it goes beyond that because I have meetings and stuff, and it depends on project. So you can have meetings that is more than your time, and you just sacrifice, because sometimes those on the other hand sacrifice their own time so that they can be in my own time zone too. So it's a team game. So I won't tell you that after 5 p.m. I'm done with my work. Sometimes I might not be done with my work. So what is my day to day like? First things first, after I've done my stuff, my morning stuff, the first thing is that I want to check my emails first, emails and Teams. So is there any emails, any new message and stuff like that? So I pick that up. I reply what I need to reply. I check on what I need to check. Depending on any project I want to run, I check them. I say, okay, fine. It's okay. Okay. So after that, the next thing is, okay, so what do I want to do today? So let's assume that is my Monday, since I think we've talked about Monday and YouTube content from like 9 o'clock. So I already have a list of topics stored already that I want to talk about. So I just pick one and say, okay, fine, I want to talk about this for today. So I pick that. So I watch different aspects of the way people talk about it. People try to go technical. Sometimes I hate going technical, because depending on your audience. But since it's sometimes it's YouTube, sometimes it's easy for you to go as low as possible so that people don't get confused on the way. So I try and see, okay, I see different ways people put that topic, and I say, okay, fine, let me think of the way I'm going to do that. So that can take me an hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes, just looking, just watching videos, reading documentations, and looking at different ways people are bringing their perspective to a simple topic of Power BI. Then from there, I say, okay, fine, let me think of the way I want to come in. So I type, write, and think of, okay, I'll go from here. That is already going to 11 o'clock. And I say, okay, time to shoot. I bring in my software out, open it, and say, okay, fine. Then get the data I need, and then I start recording. And I record up to 5 times, 6 times. So when you see my YouTube channel, it might be the 6th one that you're actually seeing. Not the first, not the second, not the third. So sometimes I'll have published and I'll see mistake. I'll bring it out back. I was in delete it, upload another one again. So sometimes it takes a whole lot. So before I'm done, we're seeing 1 p.m. already. Then that is when I get my first food for the day. So I go and eat, come back. Then around that time is when I'm beginning to have meetings, because I have meetings around from 3-4. I think that is when it's become morning in Seattle, Washington. So I begin to have meetings, and from there till 5. So meetings here and there, if I need to talk to somebody and stuff like that around the time. So within 3 p.m. to 5:30, I begin to have meetings, joining meetings and stuff like that. So most of the time, that is for me on Monday. The Monday is always learning, recording. And sometimes people ask, oh, why can't you just record on Sunday and put it out on Monday? But my Sunday is stressful too. Yeah, sincerely, my Sunday is stressful. Yeah, so I try to sleep a lot. So I just say, okay, Dan, let me sleep. My Monday, I'll focus on my Monday. So my Monday is my Monday. So for me, that is it. If it is not a day I'm doing my YouTube, then it's going to be a whole lot of meetings, brainstorming sessions with maybe a friend of mine, a colleague, or I'm thinking of the way to make sure that the Power BI stuff goes out publicly and stuff like that. So if you follow me majorly on my or my YouTube, or I mean, or my LinkedIn, or my Twitter, and do you understand? I'm thinking of ways to make sure, oh, Power BI, Power BI, Power BI. So that is just how it works.